Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. Very warm welcome to the Scale Podcast. Now, I hear you thinking, hang on a minute, I thought this was called the Marketing Bites Podcast. Well, I've changed the name, and in this episode, I'm going to explain why.
My name's Oliver Denyer. My mission is to help more experts, that's coaches, consultants, online course creators, to use advertising so they can scale their business and impact more people. The Scale Podcast is where I break down all the strategies that have helped me grow my business so you can get there faster. You'll learn what works, what doesn't work, and how you can solve your biggest marketing problem this week. Go to scalepodcast.com for more free info and resources.
I started the Marketing Bites Podcast with the intention of teaching marketing in general. Right, I'm super passionate about marketing, right? I do identify mainly as a marketer, right? I think that is my main skill and it's my passion and I'm obsessed with it, really. And so when I launched this podcast, you know, I just wanted to talk about it. I just wanted an outlet where I could discuss the stuff that's working in my business to get attention, to generate sales, to build my audience, to get people results, and just give an insight really into everything that was happening and working well for me in my various businesses. But along the way, as I progressed with this new venture of mine, I began to realize who I could really help. And at the end of the day, many business owners build their entire business around their product or around their service. And everything they do is focused on the product or the service, right? And they're really passionate about the product or the service. Now, actually, this can turn out to be a really flawed way of growing your business. In fact, you should center everything in your business around who it is you can help, right? Because ultimately, isn't that what we're doing when we're growing our business? Really, we're trying to solve problems and get compensated for it. So anyway, like I was doing a lot of stuff with marketing and I actually ran a couple of programs, right? I ran a program to help people launch their very first online course. And I went through that with some people. They, you know, got good results. They really enjoyed the program and I had a lot of fun. I've also helped out a few clients who are a little bit further down the road who have businesses and got them some great results. And after working with several clients from different backgrounds with different things, I realized that my speciality really is in helping successful business owners who already have revenue, who already have clients, helping them scale, right? These are the people that I get along with most, right? People who are already driven, who are already getting results. They don't need motivating. They're already motivated, right? They just want to take what they have now and do more. They want to achieve more. They want to impact more. They want to make more sales. They want to have more clients. They want to get better results. They want things to be more streamlined. If someone's in this position, I can really help them. Now, it's not just any business owner, right? I realized that actually, I really love working with coaches and experts, right? Because that's what I am, really. I'm an expert I'm in the expert niche, which is I package up and sell information in my businesses, right? So I know back to front how to scale an expert business or an information business. So once I realized this, once I realized these are the group of people that I really wanted to help, I started changing my marketing materials to attract people who were looking to scale. Right, I started changing my adverts, I started changing my lead magnets, my pages, my offers, my copy. And because I was changing all that stuff, it brought me back to this podcast. But I realized, you know, if I'm changing everything, then the Marketing Bites podcast, I mean, it sounds cool because it's general marketing, but it doesn't really encapsulate what this podcast is about anymore. Marketing Bites podcast could be anything, right? It could be a podcast for how to create flyers, right, to hand out to promote an event. or it could be anything to do with marketing. And this podcast isn't about anything to do with marketing. It's about one specific thing. It's about helping experts grow. So because of that, I decided to change the name from the Marketing Bites podcast to the Scale podcast. Now, when someone's looking to scale their business and they see the Scale podcast, they're going to get way more excited than if they just see the Marketing Bites podcast, right? So it magnetizes the type of people who I want to attract, and it will probably repel people who have no idea what it means to actually scale. And that's the exact effect I want to have with all of my marketing and all of my content throughout my business. So there you have it, right? That's why I changed the name. So what takeaways can you get from me making this decision? And how can you apply this stuff in your business to attract better clients and to enable your content to spread further? Well, this is the main takeaway I want you to get. The more niche you go, the better customers you attract. Think about that for a second. The more niche you go, the better the customers you attract. Why is this the case? Well, if you go super, super niche and you do one specific thing for one specific type of person and you don't do anything else, when that one specific person sees your business, they're going to be so thrilled that they found you, right? Instead of, you know, it being like a bland marketing message that appeals to a huge net of people and kind of connects with something they kind of want, it will be like a spear, right? An arrow that goes right through them and says, yes, this is exactly the thing I was looking for. Right? Instead of throwing the dart onto the dartboard and hitting the outer rim of their desire, it will hit right on the bullseye. It will connect it with exactly what they're after. Let's take an analogy. Let's take an example of something you might need in your life when going for the service provider who is a specialist and is very, very niche is way more appealing than going for the generalist. Let's take an extreme example. Let's say you need heart surgery, right? You've got a problem with your heart and it's quite serious, and so you need heart surgery. Let's say it's maybe the left valve of your heart has got a problem. Now, as you can tell, right, I'm not a biologist, okay? Certainly not a heart surgeon, and I know very little about how the human heart really works, right? But let's just pretend for a second that I know what I'm talking about, okay? And let's say that your left valve is actually a thing and that you can actually have a problem with it, right? For the purpose of this analogy, it doesn't really matter anyway. So let's say you need heart surgery, right? It's really important. You've got a problem with your left valve. Who would you want to do this heart surgery for you? Let's say you've got three options, right? And let's pretend that, you know, you had to pay for this surgery and it was done, you know, privately and you had to pay. Now there's a cheap option of a general practitioner. Right, or in other words, an all-round doctor who does heart surgeries sometimes. Right, now this doctor, he sees babies when they're sick. He sees pregnant women. He sees elderly people. He sees teenagers. He sees middle-aged people, 20-somethings, for all different purposes. Right, this general doctor does all different types of procedures all the time. Right. And he occasionally does heart surgery. His price is pretty much a standard fee for no matter what practice you want done, right? The doctor can pretty much handle it for you. Okay, so that's option number one. Option number two is a heart surgeon, right? All this guy does all day is heart surgery. He doesn't do anything else, right? Doesn't do any other organs, doesn't do any other type of surgery. All he ever does is heart surgery. Now, this heart surgeon charges 10 times the price. So let's say that the GP will charge you $500. The heart surgeon will charge you $5,000 for the same procedure, right? But he's a specialist and he does heart surgery all the time. Option number three is a heart surgeon who specializes in problems with your left valve, right? So he doesn't do any other procedures, doesn't do any other surgery. He doesn't do any kind of heart surgery, but he spends all of his time, all day, constantly focusing and specializing only on heart surgeries where there's a problem with your left valve. This heart surgeon has got an unbelievable track record of fixing this particular problem and hardly any track record of fixing anything else. In fact, he only takes patients who have got this particular problem. This heart surgeon charges 10 times more than the general heart surgeon. Instead of charging $5,000 for the procedure, he charges $50,000. So, out of those three choices, the general practitioner charges $500, the heart surgeon who charges $5,000, or the heart surgeon who specializes in your particular problem who charges $50,000, which option sounds more appealing to you? Well, the one that sounds way more appealing to me, in fact, it's in a completely different league, is the heart surgeon that specializes specifically in my particular problem, this thing that I've invented with the left valve problem, right? Because he does it all day. He specializes in this. He's not a generalist. And I'll be happy to pay all of that money because this is such an important problem that I want to get fixed. So, this is the point I'm trying to make. If you can specialize in one specific thing and become an absolute expert at that specific thing, and you only help a certain type of person to fix that problem, you can charge way more for your services because it instantly builds so much trust that you have the capabilities to fix that particular problem. Once you've figured out what that particular thing is, the next thing you should do is make your business unique by focusing on that particular problem. Whatever it is, make everything that runs throughout your business all about that one thing that you fix. So from now on, now that I've got the Scale podcast instead of the Marketing Bites podcast, everything I talk about is going to be about scaling. How do you go from 5K a month to 50K a month? How do you go from 1K a month to 10K a month? How do you go from 10K a month to 100K per month? That's all I'm going to talk about because that's what I specialize in. Now, if you don't want to scale, then I'm not the guy for you, right? However, if you do, then I'm exactly the right person for you. Here's another point, right? People get turned off by one-stop shops. They turn people away, right? Because if you do everything, like if you're a generalist, that means you're a jack of all trades. That means, yeah, you can do 1,000 different offers, products, services, but it's very likely that you can only do a half good job of each one of those services. By the very nature of the fact that you offer like 1,000 services or maybe 10 services, whatever it is, it means that you haven't perfected each one of them. So, becoming a specialist, going very niche, is way more powerful than being a generalist. And this applies no matter what business you have. It's counterintuitive, right? A lot of business owners think, well, if I just sell to everyone, I'll make more sales. Well, you might make more sales, but the price you can charge will be so much lower and you'll have to do so much more hard work. It will hardly be worth it. So that's why the Marketing Bites podcast is now called the Scale Podcast. If you want to go and check out the website, go to scalepodcast.com. You should see all the updates. All the previous links, Marketing Bites Podcast, marketingbites.com, etc., etc., should all forward to Scale Podcast, so you can still access all of the material And I'm really looking forward to giving you more episodes on how to scale your business. Thanks so much for listening today. It's been a pleasure, and I will catch you very, very soon.